the greatest gift you can give yourself. How's your memory? Can you recall the thoughts, emotions, reactions of family or friends, or even the subtle prayers from earlier today? How about yesterday? Or even last week? What about the warm feelings of your toes thawing after playing outside in a cold winter day 5 years ago? Unless you have memory like Brad Williams, there's a good chance you won't recall the minute details of life as you've lived it. When Todd asked me to write a post for the Little Things Matter blog, I asked myself this question. What is the one lesson from my life that would contribute the most to the LTM community? My answer to that question was simple. Give them the best gift possible. Since we're not all blessed with the ability to capture the details of life like Brad Williams, one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself is journaling. Keeping a journal has benefits that far surpass the time that it takes to actually write something down. Jim Rohn, one of the greatest teachers of personal development, said, "If you're serious about becoming wealthy, powerful, sophisticated, healthy, influential, cultured, and a unique individual, keep a journal. Don't trust your memory. When you listen to something valuable, write it down. When you come across something important, write it down." See, there's a reason that he associated becoming who you want to become with the simple yet powerful method of writing down the things that impact your life. Most successful people will tell you that achieving success is accomplished by several small steps taken in a direction that will lead you to who you want to become. Two clear examples of this are the publisher of Success Magazine, Darren Hardy, who recently published his book, The Compound Effect, and this blog, Little Things Matter. To me, there is no better way to gauge the direction you are going than by keeping a journal and referring back to it from time to time. If you've been completely honest with yourself throughout your journey, you'll get to read about the sweaty palms when you went into a meeting, the doubts you had when taking a new job, and all the other trials that you overcame. When you can read about the things that used to intimidate you, but now they don't, it will build a belief in yourself that will help you keep moving in the direction you're headed. You'll also read about the emotions you felt when you landed that new client, how you felt when you lost the 10 pounds you've always wanted to, and the times you got to beat your father-in-law in tennis.